have here in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Ha'amabes, Halokeach, Klei Tashmish Mina Ovdei Kochavim. Okay, so if a person acquires Klei Tashmish, so basically household kitchen utensils, is basically what we're talking about here, right, from the Ovdei Kochavim, right, it's not talking about gardening tools, it's talking about kitchen kitchen utensils. So now, what is the method of being machshir them for our use? So it depends. Go ahead. If it was darko lahatvil, now what does that mean? Esher darko lahatvil. What does that mean?
Rashi.
What does that mean? Go ahead.
Esher darko lahatvil.
Rashi is a very difficult pshat. Very difficult pshat. He says, he learns like this. What does it mean? It's darko lahatvil. It's not talking about the way it was used, right? It doesn't mean it was used with tevila. I mean, what kind of a use would that be for someone
to
be using?
Did he explain the way it was used, though? Snow. So he's explaining that it was used in a cold way.
But then why is lahatbil, lahatbil, he says, doesn't mean its use, right? Doesn't mean it was used lahatbil.
That's what I'm saying. Can go and cleave shetashmisho al yidei tzone.
I know, but what does it mean, lahatpil? It means es shedarko lahatpil, means a kli that's roi li toher bit tvila. Es shedarko lahatpil, no?
Yeah.
Means if it's something that should have a tahara in the tevila, it doesn't need any other tikkun than the tevila.
So isn't he saying that the usage was...
He's explaining, but the Mishnah's not. The Mishnah's not telling you what it means, Esther Darko Lahatbil. Let's just clarify. Now, is Lahatbil in the. Is the when it says. When the Mishnah says Esther Darko Lahatbil, when that word, Tes Beis Lamed, is that referring to ritual immersion in a mikvah, or is that referring to using something in cold water? Huh? The word.
Ritual submersion.
So if you say, so Rashi seems to be learning ritual submersion, right? So what does that mean?
So then what's the Mishnah telling you?
So what's the Mishnah telling you? The Mishnah telling you things that need to go into a mikvah go into a mikvah? Right?
Unless it's saying that you do need to do that.
Okay, I mean, but what does the Hava mean? I mean, et kol haroi li tahar b'tevila, anything that could have a tahara b'tevila. Now, what does he mean by the tahara, by the way? Ein tzarech tikkun acher. Then you don't need, well, what else would you need to do? Kigon klisha tashmish oy de tzone. What else would you do? Yatvil v'su lo tzarech. Is he saying, unless he's saying, you don't even need to do hadacha? You don't even need to wash it off, because the tahara in the mikvah is enough. It'll deal a double duty.
What do you mean you don't have to do hadacha? Maybe he's talking about kli she'eino mishtamshin.
Maybe you're right. So maybe if he's talking about so then what's the hava mean? What's the chiddush?
The chiddush is
if there's something that only needs the mikvah, and it doesn't require any other tahara to use, just put it in the mikvah. That's exactly what it means when it's a kli that only needs tefila. What's the chiddush telling me? If it only needs tefila, then only do tefila. What else would I do with it?
Can the chiddush just be that there are things that only need tefila?
You tell me that the chiddush is that all the things only need tefila. What else would I think you have to do with it? Dance around the Simcha Star with it? What would you have to do with it? I don't understand.
It's not like saying,
another way to learn it is Esther Darko Lahatbil, meaning the tevila doesn't mean ritual immersion in a mikvah. It's just a way of saying it's used in a derech of kol, tevila. It's used like just tevila. Now, isn't that one of the Ritva says, Pirish. What does it mean, Esther Darko Lahatbil? Esther Darko Lishtamish Bo Bitsonein Kein Tevila. In other words, whatever you're acquiring kalim from a non-Jew, and they were used with cold water, then yatbil klomar yadiach. In other words, according to the Ritva, the Mishnah is only talking about the hechsher. It's not talking about tevilas kalim at all. right? It's just talking about how do you make them roy for use in terms of kashrus, in terms of iser, right? Not in terms of the mitzvah of tefillah. It's not talking about the mitzvah of tefillah at all. And then the list is cold, hot, burning hot, right? Like the game. So cold.
Hot, burning hot.
Yeah, okay, got it. You're on fire.
Doesn't it get,
what's that game?
Doesn't it go Mario?
You know Marco Polo? We'll try to find my hat later.
Oh, hot, cold. Marco Polo?
Oh, that makes it a lot more exciting.
Okay, so anyway, so he says, Yatvil, Klomer, Yadiach, Vyashav, Shef, Yofel, Lahavir, Isser, Shalpano. The Ila Betvila, Darboim, Saw, Lo, Ivy, Mishnah, Seinu. He says, it's not talking about Tvila. Velishna shedarko lahatpio lo shayach betvila. What does it mean? It's darko lahatpio. How many times do you go to the mikvah with the kalim?
Shayach betvila. What does that mean?
It's not shayach to say the kli that its derech is to put it in the mikvah. What does that mean? Its derech is to put it in the mikvah. That's it's accustomed to that. What does that mean? It's a chassidish kli. Goes to the mikvah every morning. What does that mean? It's darko lahatpio. So he says. V'chein pirish, yeah, lishna shadark lahat lo shayach v'le v'chein pirishu kol hamafarshim. Wow. Okay. The Ravid, the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, but Rashi says tvila b'mayim, pirisha de tvila is right, he says it's tvila. Yeah. And also the Ran. Okay. And Tosos Re, alright, so it's a big machlokas on how you read this. Umash Amusham. Yeah. But anyway, so how's Rashi going to learn it? So Rashi learns like this. Let's just get it straight. So Rashi wants to say that the Mishnah is including Tvilas Kalim. That's the question. Is the Mishnah talking strictly in terms of Hechsher Kalim, or is it including all the Tvilas Kalim as well? Right? Is it telling you everything that's required to make it usable, or is it just referring to the inyanim of the Isser itself? So for Rashi, it's taking the full gamut. Okay, so it's telling you if you want to take Kalim and use them, so some Kalim only need Tevila. They only need Tevila. Now what about Hadacha? So you'll say those are new Kalim? But then you're missing a case.
Or you say it's Poshit.
But why would you say Hadacha is new Kalim?
No, so I'm saying it doesn't say Hadacha, right?
Right.
So why not? So either you'll say it's, if you're going to say it's new Kalim, then you're missing one case, right? Because the Brisa says,
didn't you say that?
Kosos loch madichon. Right? So what are you going to say? So you have to say that what?
It's Pashit.
Unless he holds the tefillah is enough? But it's against the Brisa. The Brisa says Madicha Umadvion. It's difficult. To me, it's a little difficulty. Anyway, but he persists with the same way of reading things, right? Esha Darko Lahagio Yagio. What does it mean? It's Darko Lahagio. It means this one you can learn though the other way. Lahagio b'mayim roschen. Not in terms of hech. Does he mean hechsher? Or does it just mean the use? Kigon kli shetashmishol bekach.
What do you mean, just the hechsher or just the use? Isn't both of these? Isn't that exactly what it's saying? It's saying use is lahatbio, use is lahagio, hechsher is yatbio or yagio. Isn't that both?
No.
I don't understand.
Point of Rashi, es shedarko lahatbio yatbio means if its derech of hechsher is tevila, do tevila. If its derech of hechsher is hagala, do hagala. If it's derech of hechsher is libun, do libun. No? No, it's es shedarko lahagio. No, this is the first word. The way the Ritva is learning it, the first word is going on how it became aser. The second word is going on how to be machsher it. According to Rashi, it sounds like he's saying that they're both referring to the hechsher. If the hechsher is X, do X. If the hechsher is Y, do Y. Josh, you don't look happy.
Sounds like
you learn Rashi. No, the hagil is b'mayim roschem, meaning that which should be boiled in hot water. Now, which things should be boiled in hot water?
Yeah.
klisha tashmisha.
Again, that's a klisha tashmisha bekach. Then yagil, then do hagala. It doesn't say kli shetashmisho ayidei shetashmisho b'mayim roschim yagil. Hagil is very specific. Hagil is mayim roschim.
It's the same format though.
That's what Rashi says.
Okay, Rashi is the same format.
Is Rashi switching formats? Lahatbil, Yatbil, Lahagil, Yagil, Lahagil.
Isn't it the same format between Lahatbil and Lahagil and Rashi?
How is it changing format?
Why are you saying it's changing?
He's saying that.
How would you read that it's changing?
You would read it like this. Es shedarko Lahagil, meaning he uses it with hot water cooking, then you have to do hot water cooking with it. You have to be machshir with hot water.
No, but I'm saying read Rashi. How does Rashi say that?
I think you have to say like this, that Rashi sort of got stuck in the Mishnah because he didn't want to say lahatbil means using it with cold water, because that's a strange thing to say. I agree. So therefore he said, what does it mean eshadarko lahatbil? What could the Mishnah possibly be saying? So it's telling you there are certain things that only require tevila. Okay? But that's also telling you that everything, is he also slipping in here that everything is going to at least require tevila? So then, when you get to the next case, lahagil, yagil, that means, but you're also going to have to do tefillah afterwards. Right? Lahagil, b'mayim roschim, like a klisha tashmishu b'kach, that's yoros, u'kideros, shel matches, yagil. U'b'gmar mefarish deboi nami tefillah. And things that are, so what's strange with the Mishnah, according to Rashi, is the Mishnah is not telling you the things that need each hechsher. It's just telling you there are certain things that only need tefillah. Certain things that only need hagala. Certain things that need hagala. Certain things that need libun. And you know what you should do to the things that need tefillah? Tefillah. You know what you should do to the things that need hagala? Hagala. And guess what you should do to the things that need libun? Libun. Okay. To me, it's just a strange way to... It's just a strange Mishnah. But what am I going to do? The Ran is interesting. The Ran is kind of like a combination. He says, Halokeach kli tashmish min ha'ovdei kochavim es shedarko lahatbil kli haroi litaher b'tzvila. Listen to this one. Ve'eno tzarech yisron hechsher acher. Kigon kli shetashmish alayde tzonein. Ready? Wait for it. Yatbil. Vesulo tzarech. Uma yatbil yadiach. How do you like that one? So he says like this. That which only requires tevila. Now, what type of a kli would only require tevila? Something that was used with cold. What should you do with it?
Tevila.
Hadacha.
What is it, tevila?
No.
What is it, tevila, meaning hadacha?
He's switching the meaning of tevila now.
Yeah.
Well, what is hadacha?
Hadacha is rinsing it off, okay. And tevila is the ritual immersion in the mikvah.
Okay.
Right? So this is really funny, the Ran, right?
Like,
I mean, there's a certain appeal to the Ran, though, because he doesn't want, he's saying like this, he's saying, at least he's giving you some kind of a guideline of everything. If it only needs tevila, meaning to say it has no blias at all, and all you would really need to do with it is tevila, we're not talking about tevila now, but if that's all that it would need in terms of heksher, then all you have to do is clean it. Right, but it's funny. So why don't you just learn the original Esher Darko Lahatbil? If it was you, he doesn't want to say Darko means what the usage that was done beforehand. How does he do the next one? Lahagil b'mayim roschim. Keep going. Klishas mukach. Right. Yagil. He doesn't explain any more of the Esher Darkos, but. So he sticks with Rashi in the beginning, right? If it's dark or lahatmil, meaning it's roi li tire b'tzvila, then you should wash it off. Interesting. And if it's roy to be, and if it has some plata that needs to be removed with roschim, then use mayim roschim. And if it has a plata that needs to be removed with, or you have to be malab no bor. Okay, but it's not like giving you a. It's not like a descriptive. It's not like describing the iser and then the derech iser and then the derech hetter. Okay. So all right, let's go weiter. What can we do? Good.
The Mishnah or the Rashi?
Let's just see. So, well, but Rashi doesn't seem to be saying that, right? Because Rashi says yatbil v'sulo tzarach. Maybe, I don't know. Doesn't sound like you would think if Rashi's changing the meaning of yatbil, he should tell you. No. But maybe he holds that's good enough for hadacha. Maybe that's what he's trying to tell you. That is a hadacha. That'll double count. Okay, so anyway, and then we've got things that require hagala, so then they then do hagala, and things that require libun. So it's just basically telling you that there are different, that there's no blia, there's the medium blia, and there's the full blia, and you have to figure out that what's what. Now it breaks out though two examples.
Hashbod, the haskala melabnein baor.
Right. So those two things, now it's telling you an example of something that needs libun. And I guess from that you can figure everything else out. What is that? That's tashmishan al yedei tzli. It's like a griddle. Just got to move the letters around a little bit. So that's a grill.
A grill.
Right? So the grill is exposed to the fire. And that's al yedei ha, so that's a bishul al yedei ha'or. And therefore, it needs a libun. And the knife is shofa v'hi tahora. Okay, that's a whole big question. Exactly, tahora for what? But for Rashi, shofa means you're going to grind it down on the stone, right? You're going to basically peel off a klipa. And plameshet is then it's good for tzonim. Okay. Good. Let's jump ahead to the brisa. Tana rabbanan. Yeah, so things that we use, ayde chamen, like yoros and those other things, then you have to heat them up, and you have to do hagal on them. Now, there's a little bit of a question over here. Cross your mind, and that is exactly what's the difference between, what exactly do we mean by things that are used al ha'esh and things that are used with mayim chamim. In other words, for instance,
whether
I'm asking the questions first. So the question is like this. In other words, I take my steak and I put it on the grill. So that's definitely all al ha'esh, right? Why is it al ha'esh? Because what? Because the metal is directly exposed to the fire, right? And you could argue the food is directly exposed to the fire. Okay, so what about when I cook iser? Let's say I have a pot. So isn't the pot also directly on the fire? So what's the difference between cooking in a pot, that we say the pots need hagala, and cooking on a griddle, on a grill, or a spit, that we say it needs to be, it needs libun. So some really want to say that when it talks about hagala, it means they're cooking food in hot water. It really means to say, like Rashi says, that it's the derech of the bishul is al yedei kach. What does he say? B'mayim roschen. Meaning to say, that's how they're cooking. They're not cooking liquid iser. They're cooking iser in a liquid medium. So therefore, that's the difference between hagala and libun. Someone would say, no, it just means that the food is not really exposed directly to heat. So the nafkamina would be liquid iser in a pot. Would that be considered al ha'esh, or is that considered just hagala?
I understand how that's enough. I mean, how would you argue that would be al ha'esh? Because there's no alternative?
No, so if you're going to say Hagola means it's cooked in water, so there's some medium. No, you can say it like this. Al-Esh means it's cooked by fire. Hagola means it's cooked through a medium of water.
Oh, well, let's say that the water is the Isser.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But if the water is the Isser...
How would it be the Isser?
Well, let's say you cook...
Milk in a fleshy pot.
Exactly, milk in a fleshy pot. Or lard. You render some lard. You render some lard.
That's not the water.
No, that means say it would be a liquid. In other words, I'm saying let's say there is no
liquid and water is the same. Yeah.
I'm saying let's say you're cooking a liquid isser, right, in a pot. So
liquid is the same as water.
Right. I mean, right. I'm saying you're not cooking. You can't say you're cooking the isser in a medium of liquid. The isser is the
right.
So, I mean, I think most people consider that to just require Hagala. That seems to be the consensus. But it's something that you should think about. Yeah. So, for instance, it's not so partial, though, because the question is a frying pan is always the question.
Yeah.
What's
the question about the frying pan?
Question is if a frying pan is considered al ha'esh or does it require libun or hagala?
The frying pan.
Frying pan.
I don't understand. That's
because a frying pan is directly on the fire, and you don't usually use a medium to cook in it.
So what's the question? What do you mean the question is?
So some people say, well, if you put a lot of oil in it and you're frying up your food, then it's like Hagala. But that implies the difference between Liban and Hagala is whether you're cooking the Isser in a medium of Heter or not.
How does it affect the pan, though? That's what I don't understand.
No, because they're learning that if I would take a hot pan, put it right on the fire, right, and then put a piece of Isser on that pan, that would be Al-Aish. Right? That would be al-aish. So certainly, it'd be the same thing if I was cooking liquid isser in a pot. What would be the difference?
Meaning the heat relative to the isser is either direct or through a medium.
Exactly. So that's why I say. So that implies the other way that really, when we say al-aish, it just means whether the isser is going to be whether the heat that gets to the isser is going to be regulated through a medium or directly through the fire.
Well, I can see the medium as a pan.
No, we don't say the medium is a pan because the pot will get as hot as the fire, basically.
Like the first way of learning it was.
In other words, if I have a liquid, the liquid will not get hotter than its boiling point.
Right.
That's a dover yadua.
The first way of learning it was...
That's why you can't get a hot cup of coffee in
Colorado.
Colorado, exactly.
So what do you mean when the first way... when the food is directly touched...
Could learn al-aish means the fire is exposed to the food.
Yeah, that's from this one.
The food is exposed, or the food is exposed to the fire. Right? But,
in which case, you'd only have one case.
Like an actual grill. Like the
then
grill
it'd be like a grill or like a spit or those kinds of things. Yeah. Right? But anytime you have a pan on the fire, you're already considered like in the realm of Hagala. Right? But I'm telling you, that's not so pashut, because then the frying pan would definitely only be Hagala.
But so according to the people who hold that a frying pan...
The question is, why do you say when you buy kalim from the non-Jew and it was a pot, that all you need is Hagala? Maybe he cooked Isser in that pot. So that's then relying on the fact that, no, what would he have done in the pot? He made a stew. Okay, so how did he make a stew? He poured it in water, and then he put in his chunks of meat. So it was through Bishul.
Doesn't say Ba'ish? Isn't the Pasuk Ba'ish? Tavir Ba'ish?
That's Liban, that's for Liban.
Yeah, but that's that by Clay Midjon, it's Tavir Ba'ish.
Right, so that's the Liban part. There's another part. No, it was in the Pasuk. The regular Achas idea, my idea at least, in Tfilas Kalim, is that... it's that it's to differentiate the kedushas, to differentiate the derech achila of a Jew from a non-Jew, and that's an idea of kedushas Yisrael. And in a similar sense, that with a woman goes to the mikvah to differentiate and elevate the realm of the sexual, so too the realm of the appetitive. we differentiate. We say we're not partaking in Suda like they partake in Suda. So even though it was never used, if it's omed for Suda, it requires a certain hechsher to differentiate the nature of our achila from their achila. Their achila is for taiva and just for physical pleasure. Our achila is a means to a higher level of kedusha. So the tefillah and the mikvah is a matir of that. It's a matir in a certain sense. That ties into the question of whether you have to have a hechsher before the tefillah or not. Right. I didn't want to go into that topic today, but that's the topic. And this little tosis. Magilan and matvilan. Is it dafka tefillah? And is it dafka magilan and matvilan? Do you first have to remove the tam iser and then do the tefillah? Or could you do the tefillah and then do the hechsher? Okay, so anyway, so that's the question, to differentiate exactly what the difference between Libun, Al Ha'or, and things that require Chamin, and things that require Eish. Yeah, I mean, I guess the assumption is that pots are used with a medium of liquid. Therefore, they require Hagala. But the frying pan, it would seem from the case of the frying pan, we're machmir that if it's really used directly on the with no medium, then we seem to be machmir that is considered al eish. That's why it's a suffix with the frying pan. Someone say no, the oil is enough. But or like baking, if you have a pan that you put directly in the oven, that's considered al or. That's al eish. You bake bread on a pan. That's al eish. Like a tanner needs a
liban.
You ever see guys? Okay, so anyway, so now we've got what? So we've got Dvarim Shel Nishtamshim Matbilin Vein Tahorin. If it's Nishtamshim Leidei Tzonein, then you wash them. And Matbilin. And if they are used Leidei Chamin, then you're Magilin and Matbilin. And then they're Tahorin. And if they're used Leidei Ha'or, then you have to be Malabna and Matbilin. And then they're Tahorin. Now, the kulan shen neshtamish bohen ad shelo yatbil v'shelo yagil v'shelo yilavein tani chad aser v'tani idach mutter. Okay, so now let's say you didn't do the right thing, right? Let's say you used them before what? It's a little tricky now. Before tevila, hagala, or libun. There's our problem with the tefillah again. Right? You use them before yatbil, yagil, and shelo yilabein. So one brisa says it's aser, and one brisa says it's mutter. Yeah. One brisa says it's aser, and one brisa says it's mutter. There's no rashis here, huh? Okay. What's the answer? Ha keman de omar nosin tam lefgam aser. Ha keman de omar nosin tam lefgam mutter. So one second. So how does that work?
Doesn't.
I mean to say, if you hold nosin tam lefgam is mutter,
then even though I used it before I did hagala or libun and I cooked in it,
not to make a difference.
It'll more make a difference.
Assuming it's not ben yomo.
Assuming it's not ben yomo. But if it was nosin tam lefgam is aser, then it will be aser if I did what? If I cooked in it, even in Eina Ben Yoma, without Hagala or Libun. What about the Tevilah? What about the Tevilah? You mean to tell me...
Must be Tevilah is...
What does that mean?
It can't be...
Right? That's the problem. I mean, if I hold Nosim Tam Lefgam is Mutter, then it's okay if I didn't do Tevilah. And if I hold Nosin Tam Lefgam is Aser, then the food is Aser if I didn't do Tevilah? Nobody holds the food is Aser if you don't do Tevilah.
You're saying like real Tevilah.
Real Tevilah. So that's what Balas Tos is over here, right? But basically that's the Machlokas. This gets back to our old Machlokas about whether there's such a thing as Nosin Tam Lefgam by the Shamnunis. It's nice to see that coming back around. Hadron Allah. So we got back to it now. Right? And that's basically what the Ron explains over here. All the Rishonim are bothered by this question. So the Ran says, yeah, he says like this. The Ravid says that when it says lahatpil, it's lav vidukad noket le. Right?
Put it that way.
To check.
You think it's bedavka?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was bedavka.
Yeah.
Wait, it's what?
It's like without dikduk.
What's dikduk?
Like not care. It's without care.
Or like...
No?
Lav. Like the lav dafka meaning like each one of these...
Like tefillah doesn't actually mean tefillah. Lav dafka tefillah. What it really means is hadacha.
No, it doesn't even mean tefillah. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
Right?
Of course.
But let's see. All right. Well, we'll hold it open.
Like a manda usher.
Yahi tevila like a manda usher. Right?
It doesn't mean each one of these makes it usher on their own. Maybe like lav dafka.
Let's hold off on that, okay? He said like this. Di'i b'chadoshim ein kan balua klal. V'i b'yishonim af hein l'achar shehuchshru b'hagola o b'livun lo nisha b'hen bela. Valama yeyaser tavshil, shenasam besocha mepnei shelo hit bila. So once again, so when it says v'kulin shnulish tamshu ad shelo hit bil, okay, it doesn't mean ad shelo hit bil. It actually doesn't mean anything there at all. It's not referring to that at all, right? Because if it means the tvila, then what? No one says it's usher without tevila. Who says it's usher without tevila? If they're brand new, then they have no tam. And if they are old, so then, if you did the heksher, right, then afhein la'achar shehuchshu ba'agala ubalibun lo nishar bahen balua v'lama yasher tavshel shenasim besocho v'pnei shelo hit bila. So basically, it doesn't belong there at all. It's not lav dafka. I mean, it's
what do you
mean? It's not even really.
It is if you learn tefillah to mean something else, then it's very essential. So it is lav dafka tefillah.
1 second. What do you mean?
For example, if you learn tefillah to be hadacha, for example,
then he's not right.
He doesn't say anything. All he says is that it can't be tefillah because of these two problems.
V'i amr dai tefillah hadacha. Maybe you'll say it means hadacha, right? Kid nokit le tana de masnisen b'loshon tefillah. So we've got another one like the Ritva, right? That when it says in the Mishnah tefillah really means hadacha. Udiznan lahatbil yatbil. That means lahadiach. So he's like the Ran and the Ritva. At least like the Ran, leisa, the tana the brisa lo noket le la dicha beloshen tvila, but the brisa doesn't use the word tvila to mean hadacha. How do you know? Because he says madicha no madbilin. So he uses both lashonis. So when he says tvila, he means tvila. When he says hadacha, he means hadacha. So don't say over here it means if you didn't do hadacha, it's mutter because of nosin tam of gam. Right? The od iba hadacha koma my nosin tam of gam ika. And if it is without hadacha, then there's no heter of nosin tam of gam. Hare tichas iser she'al pnei hakli harehi be'ena. Kol's man shelo hidiach ve'ena nifkama miyom l'chavero ki iser atzmo. Ki iser atzmo. And it's just like iser itself. So therefore, you have to say, it's not that it's lav dafka. It's not correct. No.
What does that mean exactly?
It's not just that it doesn't mean it precisely. It's wrong. It's totally wrong. There's no interpretation for that tevila.
They answer.
There's no loose interpretation. There's no. It's out. Take it out.
And what do you say, Mamashas?
The Raivad himself holds, there's no Nosin Tam of Gam by Mamashas. Yes. Right? And therefore, there's no interpretation to say that if you didn't do Tevila, it's Asr. There's simply no interpretation at all. And therefore, it's wrong, basically. It's not correct. It's not checked over properly. It wasn't proofread properly. I don't know what you want to call it. That, I think it means it's not beduka. It doesn't mean it's not bidavka. Where did you ever see the word bidavka?
In my mind's eye.
So he says, but that's the problem. He's stuck in a good problem. Yes, so what does the Ran say? So he says, Aval acherim kasu dahai shelo lahat shelo hitbio shelo hidiach kama. Bidnoket la docha beloshon tvila kidnoket la tana de masnisen. Yeah. Avagav dai tana de braisa tani madicha madbio on the alma lo noket la docha beloshon tvila. In general, he doesn't use that. You see, he doesn't use that. Hayne mishum de boy le misni matbilin. Okay, fine. Aval hit bil shtehocha mehadocha komash. Ava pish lo hidiach shori lefisha tichas ha iser shal pnei akli nifkuma miyom lechavero kebola shebesocho. Ve'eno ke iser atzmo. Chein das a Rambam zal. Yeah. So it's a big machlokas in Rishonim. And all the Rishonim go into this over here. Do we say that that lefgam is only a phenomenon on the blia in the kli, or is it possible to have lefgam even on the tuach al pnei hakli?
And if the Ravid held that the tuach al pnei hakli was lefgam, then he wouldn't have his issue anymore.
He wouldn't have this issue because he could say it means you can work it out to say it means
hadocha.
Others take the Ravid's approach, but they try to give a reason why it says it. They say it's not for the Isser side, it's for the Heter side, whatever, they try to work out. Well, like look at Tosos, he says, there's a Havamina that there will be a Gzeira. That if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam is Usser, maybe you think, and this is the Rush also says, maybe you think that there's a Gzeira on before the Tefillah, because of Nosin Tam Lefgam. Now, since you would degazer atu kodem hagala v'liba, since right, he says like this. The Tosis is a little hard to read. The Tosis is leman detani mutter nakat shapir ad shelo yatbil. So let's learn it to mean tvila, right? So if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter, so then of course what's the then if you can say it's mutter, so it means then it makes sense. It means even though you didn't do tvila, tvila is not create iser. The lack of tvila doesn't create iser. But if you're going to say Nosin Tam Lefgam is Osir, right? Chada Tani Chada Osir, how do you read that? You mean if you didn't do Tevila, it's Osir? Right? Doesn't make sense.
Then no one ever holds that.
No one holds that. Mihu Ika Lemeimar de Gozor Otu Kodem Hagola Valibun. And Rush has a similar thing. That if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam is Osir, so that means without Hagalah, all the food is Osir Midaraisa. And then they made an extension that without Tevila, it should also be Osir. But that's because there is a Daraisa case of a permanent Isir. Therefore, they can make a Gzeira on the Tevila. It's a difficult story.
Why don't we just say Gzeira for the other side also?
So that's what the Rush says. The Rush says, it only makes sense to make a gzeira on tevila if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam as Asr. Interesting.
If you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, though, then the Gemara says that you would be moda that Nosin Tam Lefgam is Asr on the first day, if it's Ben Yoma.
Then it's considered Lishvach. Right. So,
which means, and then the Gemara says that we make a gzeira on the rest of the days, right? Mikan Ve'elah, Lishterei.
Because of Lefgam, right.
So then we make a gzeira. So if you can make the gzeira in general, then why don't we make the gzeira for that Manda Amar when it comes to the tefillah over here?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. That the gzeira, he says, you only make the gzeira on the tefillah if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam as Asr. That's what he says. He says, right. Not totally clear what the connection is. He says, Dekevan de tefillah mitiku en hakli kemo hagola v'libun. Right? He says, Laman detani osir itzrich lemisni ad shelo yatbil. The side that holds Nosin Tam Lefgam is osir requires a chiddush. Don't think it's going to be osir before the tevila. Why? Dekevan de tevila mitikun hakli kemo hagola v'libun. Just like tevila is a tikkun hakli, similar to hagala and libun. And without hagala or libun, the food is asur al kol panim, no matter what. Ika lemeimar de gazrinan leman damar noisin talvgam asur atu hagala v'libun. Aval lididan de kaim lanoisin talvgam muter shari. Interesting. It's an interesting idea. I have to think about it a little more, right? He's saying, in terms of the nature of making a gzeira midrabanan, would you make a gzeira midrabanan? You wouldn't make a gzeira midrabanan. In other words, he's saying that if... Yeah, what's the svara? What would you say? He's saying, tevila is a tikkun hakli, similar to libun and hagala. And if you hold nosim tam of gamas asur, so then you're saying... Without this tikkun hakli, the food is always asur. So then you should equate all the tikkun hakli, all the tikkunei hakli. Maybe you'll say they equate all tikkunei hakli. Just like without hagala or libun, the food that you cook in it is always asur, because it knows tam of gam. So too, they made gzeira on the other tikkun hakli. But if you hold without the tikkun hakli of hagala and libun, the food is also mutter and met most of the time, then there's no reason to make a bidyeved on the tevila. There's no reason to make a gzeira on the tevila, because even the original doesn't have these consequences.
What do you mean?
But how does it come out? Ad shelo yatbio means it doesn't. So what does it mean? It's asur or not?
It means midrabanan. Yeah.
Wait. So what does it mean? What's that? But how is he interpreting it? Is he saying that there is a gzeira? Ad shelo yatbio. Wait, I got myself mixed up here. How is he learning Achilo Yatbio? That means Tvila? So then he's saying it is a Gzera.
Yeah.
Right.
So what would happen without Gzera?
Right, he says, well, Didan, the Kaimla, knows the Tavgam Mutashari. Without the Gzera, so there'd be no Isser on the Tvila. If you didn't do Tvila and you cooked food, there'd be no Isser on the food.
And that, why do you need the gzeira? What bad consequences?
Oh, bad consequences. You would think, therefore, that all the other tikkunim also are mutar b'di'evad. Like if I didn't do hagala, it's also mutar b'di'evad. Right.
So the tani irachutuan meet mutar is the other.
Right. So that's what he's saying. He's saying there would be a gzeira. If you hold nosin hamav kam is asur, there would be a gzeira on tefila too.
Yeah, which means that they hold tefila as actual tefila.
Yes. He's learning Ashlo Yatbil means Tvila. Because they don't want to say that Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter on Mamashas.
Yeah, fine, but then so then when it comes out is the Gemara's answer of one guy holds Nosin Tam of Gam Mutter, one guy holds Nosin Tam of Gam Asr, that's really just talking about Liban and Agala. Tvila is not really in that part in the discussion.
Right, but Tvila gets dragged in Agavarcha. In other words,
so why can't the Ravid say that?
He could have said that.
I mean,
but
that
he doesn't think it makes any sense to say there's a gzeira from one tikkun to another. But you're right; they're both working in the same problem. Problem is, if you're going to say yatbil means hadacha, then you're going to have to say without hadacha, there's no simtam of gam. If you don't want to say that, then you've got to either take out that yatbil. Or say the yatbil is only makes sense for the side that holds nosin tam of gam is usur, because there would be a gzera. But not that there's any havamina for our side.
And if you don't want to say either, then you end up stuck with the right.
If you don't want to say either, then you'll have to say that there's nosin tam of gam by mamashas. Right. That would also get you out and say
so,
yatbil means
hadacha. So there's a pshat to say that.
All right. So anyway. So. We'll take up tomorrow the question of what is the machlok. I mean, we'll have to do it quickly, but it's a big sugya, obviously, whether nosin tam of gam is asur or mutter. Okay? And what is the machlokas over here, if it's nosin tam, whether it's pogam porta or not? What kind of a machlokas is that? Right? So you take a look earlier in the it's brought down earlier in what? Samach Zayin Amadeus. And then... And then there's an interesting Rashi in the Psachim. I think it's Memdalim and Membezim. You'll find it over there, where he tries to explain a little bit what it means that it's Pogam Porta. Okay, we'll just spend a little bit of time in that, and then we'll jump back here to this bizarre machlokas about whether it's linas halayla or medicine.
Well, what's the machlokas whether or not?